Hey, welcome back. We're here to wrap up KER Politics. We're going to devote this final segment to some of the misnomers that are being treated as facts in our society right now. We're doing this because look what happened to the Hunter Biden computer story. Turns out it was factual, and at the time that it broke, it was not considered to be factual. There's no better example, I got to tell you, by the way, and I apologize for my stuffiness. I've got a terrible cold. There is no better example of some of the misnomers that are out there in terms of facts than the facts that have come out recently from the CDC about the inaccuracy of many of the COVID numbers, specifically as they pertain to children. Jimmy, you want to take off on this one?
Yeah, so the CDC has adjusted its total fatality numbers of COVID-19 related deaths, dropped 25% of the children that were counted from 1,755 children is dying from COVID-19. They dropped 416 deaths, about 25%. They had listed 851,000 other people as dying of COVID. They dropped 71,000 there. And the reason why they say it was a resolving a coding logic error. Basically, they have been bumping up statistics to show death rates to justify vaccinations for children. And this is absolutely unacceptable, but being covered up and silenced by many of the media. But these are numbers on the CDC website. So what we're seeing was a continuation of the narrative that was controlled by the media, that was controlled by tech, that was controlled by the government influencing media and tech companies, by our elected officials and unelected officials, that shows a very different outcome that really undermines the facts and the trust and faith in our institutions, particularly the Center for Disease Control.
Right. You know, it's pretty sad when you live in a country where you cannot trust the information that's coming out as being accurate. It's very, very sad. I mean, the Hunter Biden thing is amazing. How many other stories, I wonder, are falling into that category of amazing? I mean, I would have to say that the mortality rates that you have just discussed are absolutely amazingly incorrect. And we live in a country where we simply cannot trust the information that's being put out to us.
When Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, says prior to the election that the information on Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian misinformation and uses intelligence officials who are operating against the government, against right. the Trump administration to undermine him. When that happens, and then people ask questions on it and she defers back to the Department of Justice, when they continue the what I'm talking about they I'm talking about the media and the tech companies.
Yeah, I know you are.
To try to cover up the Russia collusion lie and the hoax that's out there. I mean, this is what undermined our government more than anything else in history by government operatives, by internal government operatives. They undermined the Trump administration and undermined faith and confidence in what was happening, and basically changed the outcome of the 2018 midterm elections because right. of the Russian collusion narrative, then we are no better than just a third-rate dictatorial, you know, banana republic.
Right.
When our Department of Justice threatens parents with being terrorists for complaining what's being taught in schools that they don't appreciate, like gender studies, and telling their kindergartners about sexual activity. It doesn't make any sense anymore, but these government officials are using their political power and the law levels of law enforcement and their influence over tech and, you know, like-minded, basically, I don't know if you want to call them socialists, but they're really not. They're more authoritarian because they want power. They're willing to buy it through this administration. When that happens, you know, you don't really have a democracy anymore. You've got basically a form of autocracy, And what we see in China, what we see in Russia, what we're seeing around the world expanding is incredibly damaging for individual rights and individual freedoms and liberties, especially if we have a press that will parrot what the state is saying.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. It's pretty frightening to me. I mean, we are in an incredibly, incredibly, I would have to say, divisive time right now. But even worse than that, we're in a time that, number one, is pitting neighbor against neighbor, etc. But it's also, we're in a time where the country is truly, and this is a proven fact, truly disseminating false information. And that is, you know, I applaud the New York Times for coming out and saying, upon further investigation, we find that the laptop owned by Hunter Biden is an absolutely correct story. No matter what the administration under Joe Biden does at this point, he's going to go down in history as being really, really an ineffective individual.
You know, I definitely want to point out, though, in that New York Times story, yes, they highlight that it was that the information is factual, but they did it very carefully. Again, they were trying to hide it. They were burying it in the coverage and allowing other angles to kind of take the narrative,
which is what
we're seeing with a very sophisticated propaganda effort by media companies, no longer operating in the best interest of facts or getting information out there. They're operating with a political agenda in order to shape things in their own views and ideas. And that's what the tech companies are doing. And they're doing it at the behest of a government that was questionably elected.
Yep.
And they did it against the previous government that was surprisingly elected based on even the influence and the effects of that same people. It shows you how much Americans are willing to actually stand up and question what's happening. 2016 was a watershed. 2020 was the epitome of corruption and the information that was silenced for it. And now we're going to see the backlash of that. I pray and hope Americans are going to stand up and say, we're just tired of this. We're tired of you telling us to defund the police when our neighborhoods are being burned down. We're tired of you saying, you know, let the border, the poor people come across the border when 2 million people come across the border with no controls, but that we're spending money to defend Ukraine's borders. You know, the people are tired of this and they see it. And unless they can actually control and use law enforcement to silence voices completely, and we come completely an authoritarian regime, silencing even other journalists like the people from Project Veritas, where they invaded them and used the FBI to intimidate them. I mean, it's crazy what's happening in America. But I think we're done with it. I think Americans are done with it. A lot of people are stepping up and saying, I'm going to run for my local school board, my local county council. This is enough. And let's say that, and I hope that that spreads throughout this nation, because that's where it starts, right? That right there in our communities. Quit being passive and not understanding what's happening and what the left is doing to, and the ideologies are doing to control us and force us into believing what their thoughts are and silencing us if we question it.
Jimmy, let me just say one thing, and that is probably the strongest statement that I'll be making any time today or even through the weekend, and that is you cannot do nothing at this stage of our country's evolution. You cannot not do anything. You've got to stand up. We have to continue to disseminate this information. I guarantee to listeners that this information is not coming from a couple of guys who have chip on their shoulders. This information is coming from Jim McKinney, who is a retired Army intelligence officer. This this information is coming from Al Corlin, who is a Christian who abhors the concept of lying. We do not lie. We take our information and back every single thing up. Jimmy, we got 20 seconds left here. Please wrap up the show.
You know, I believe in America. I don't believe in a person, right? It's not that Donald Trump is the best guy in the world, but I'll tell you, he was fighting for America. And Joe Biden is fighting for himself and self-interest and the interest of corporate domination.
I agree.
We've got to shift that around. And it's being influenced dramatically by big corporations that support China and, of course, want to keep open borders and free flow of capital and do what they want. And then we all become their slaves. And I'm just not going to stand up for that. I believe in the Constitution.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.